How do you know that you're evolving? Three non-negotiables in high performance: grit, hard work, and discipline. The latter making everything else easier. When growing your business, it's important to track what is and isn't working so you can determine how to make adjustments and achieve better results. How can you be certain that your day-to-day activities are helping you achieve your goals? Additionally, how do you identify opportunities that you may have missed so you can capture them the next time around? In this snippet, Pam shares why metrics are fundamental to knowing whether or not you are growing your business and evolving, and what metrics you need to understand whether or not you are making progress. To hear the full episode, scroll back to episode 71, You Can't Grow Until You Measure.
We coach a lot of sales-focused companies, and in sales, the biggest metric that counts is revenue. And a lot of sales folks are very wired to be results-oriented, where they go straight to that revenue. A lot of us are just not detail-oriented. We don't need to really understand what's happening as long as the result is there. And I agree, ultimately, that measure is the result. But the problem is when you don't have those metrics in place, those leading indicators, there's too many ebbs and flows. I can't give you good concrete reasons as to what allowed me to either produce at this level or not produce at this level. When I see clients that aren't tracking anything other than that revenue number, I feel it's scary because there's too much uncertainty of how success is being achieved within an organization. And that is something that I wouldn't be comfortable with if I was leading an organization, not having a good grasp on how we're getting those numbers. And I have to say, I absolutely used to think, well, as long as I'm getting the number, why does anybody care? But there's such a bigger picture to it. And especially now as businesses are evolving and we're learning that different things factor in to our success or not our success, I think metrics are becoming more and more and more valuable, but that can get a little bit tricky. We don't want to overcomplicate it, because Lord knows most of us, if we start overcomplicating it, we're going to bail quickly. But we also have to be very real about what those metrics are that tell each and every one of us that we're headed on a good path. I think there's always an evolution when it comes to metrics, and there's going to be certain metrics that apply based on your tenure and your experience within an organization, your past experiences, what you've measured before. But I think every organization needs to, at least within the life cycle of how they sell, needs to identify what are those metrics that tell us there's a confidence that we're moving in the right direction. So for example, for the organizations we coach, new business conversations with people I've never met before. And these conversations are intended to figure out how and if we can help. I understand that sometimes these things default to meet and greets, but the meet and greets, the COI meetings, those are great, but it's probably not a healthy metric that tells us whether or not we're actually having business conversations that have the potential to move forward. So that first marker for me is always, am I meeting with enough folks that I've never met with before where the intent is to learn more, to see how and if we can help? And, you know, no assumptions, but that would be the intent of us meeting. So that new meeting marker for me is important. And then I call it active conversations. These are the folks where the conversation from their lens, they want to keep talking.
When you say there, you're saying
the prospect's lens. Thank you. The prospect wants to keep talking, and there's valid reasons for that. It's not me as the salesperson trying to advance the conversation. So those active conversations are how many of these companies want to keep talking. And I like to separate the actives from the short-term pipe because it gives us clarity on how many folks are at the decision point versus how many folks are still working towards a potential decision. And if I'm a salesperson managing my business, I think it's important for me to understand where that separation comes from.
So let's say you're brand new to sales and we're not getting the new business conversations on the books just yet. What would we be looking at that may be different than some of the metrics that you just mentioned?
Activity. I think then we have to go back to activity. And I think we've got to look at the activity from the warm space and the cold space. And I know, right? These sometimes can be yucky words, just depending on your lens. But I think at the beginning, we have to be concerned with what is my activity? Why is it my activity? I see a lot of new professionals spending time in places that probably isn't going to yield the type of activity they need in the first couple of years to successfully start launching that result, that revenue. So being very specific about that activity, how am I spending my time? What am I spending it on? Why? Is my activity in the right places? Do I have somebody who's helping me figure that out? You know, to your point about learning from people who have been in the business, I can't tell you when I was new in sales, I guarantee you, I probably wasn't looking at my prospecting the right way. And so having someone to just make sure, are these the appropriate places to be generating activity? Or are you kind of trying to operate in a comfort zone, fooling yourself that this activity is going to be the right activity that starts to produce those results a couple of years from now? So being very specific about those activity metrics is important when you're new.
Thanks for listening to Breaking Sales. If you want to get engaged with us outside of the podcast, be sure to go to our website, lapin180.com. Go to contact us. You can also engage with us on LinkedIn at Dan Lapin or Lapin180.